This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
First question on there is, are you Salafi? What do you mean by that? I am somebody who follows the Quran and the Sunnah upon the understanding of the companions, right? The Tabi'een, the Tabi'ut Tabi'een, and I try my utmost best. Right? Just because I say I follow the Quran and the Sunnah, I don't believe that I have a green card to enter into Al-Jannah. And also, what we should be more concerned about is making sure that our actions are in line with the righteous predecessors. What does Salaf even mean? Have you ever thought about it? If you look at the term, brothers and sisters, Salaf, it means predecessor. Right? So now when you say Salafiyun, it means that you are ascribing yourself to the righteous predecessors of the past. However, we should be more concerned about our actions being in line with what they came with and their statements. Today what's basically happened is, people label themselves with these names, right? He walks around as if he has some sort of green card to enter into Jannah. And some who ascribe to this way, or they call themselves Salafis, they have completely distorted the way of the Salaf. Shaykh Ibn Uthaym rahmatullahi alayhi, wallahi, mentioned this many, many years ago. He goes, that which I fear is that this is now going to turn into partisanship. Huh? Sectarianism. That's what he feared. And we see it happening.
يستفاد من قوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم إنه من يعش منكم فسار اختلافا كثيرا فعليكم بسنتي. أنه إذا كثرت الأحزاب في الأمة لا تنتمي إلى حزب. هنا ظهر الطوائف من قديم الزمان، خوارج، معتزلة، جهمية، شيعة، بل رافضة، ثم ظهرت أخيرا إخوانيون وسلفيون وتبليغيون وما أشبه ذلك. كل هذه الفرق اجعلها على اليسار وعليك بالأمام، وهو ما أرشد إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين. ولا شك أن الواجب على جميع المسلمين أن يكون مذهبهم مذهب السلف، لا الانتماء إلى حزب معين يسمى السلفيين. الواجب أن تكون الأمة الإسلامية مذهبها مذهب السلف الصالح، لا التحزب إلى من يسمى السلفيون. انتبهوا للفرق، هناك طريق سلف وهناك حزب يسمى السلفيون. المطلوب ايش؟ اتباع السلف. لماذا؟ لأن الإخوة السلفيين هم أقرب الفرق للصواب لا شك، لكن مشكلتهم كغيره، أن بعض هذه الفرق يضلل بعضا ويبدعه ويفسقه، ونحن لا ننكر هذا إذا كانوا مستحقين، لكننا ننكر معالجة هذه البدع على بهذه الطريقة. الواجب أن يجتمع رؤساء هذه الفرق ويقولون بيننا كتاب الله عز وجل وسنة رسوله، فلنتحاكم إليهم لا إلى الأهواء والآراء ولا إلى فلان أو فلان. كل يخطئ ويصيب مهما بلغ من العلم والعبادة، ولكن العصمة في دين الإسلام. فهذا الحديث أرشد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيه إلى سلوك طريق يسلم فيه الإنسان، لا ينتمي إلى أي فرقة إلا إلى طريق السلف الصالح، بل سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم والخلفاء الراشدين المهديين.
Right. So now when somebody says to me, are you Salafi? If you intend by them group of people, who I think everybody knows, that live in whatever, like, I have nothing to do with them. But I'm trying my utmost best to follow the Quran and the Sunnah in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the understanding of the companions. And like I said, that which we should be more concerned about is our actions being in sync and in line with the three golden generations. Who are the three golden generations? The Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the Atba'u Tabi'een. They are the ones that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised. خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of the generation is my generation. Those who came after them, those who came after them. It shouldn't be a hizb, it shouldn't be a party or a group. The one now loves and hates based upon his group and whatever you think about their particular sheikh and so on and so forth. La. طيب. All of these different titles that we hear and labels like Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith, As-Salafi and so on and so forth. We have to understand how it came about. It came about in order to distinguish themselves from the opposition. Because the asal is, Allah Azza wa Jal, what does he say in the Quran? Surah Al-Hajj. What does he say? What did Allah Azza wa Jal name us? He has named you Muslimin. Named you Muslims. We are Muslims. But today you ask somebody, okay, you're a Muslim, but which group are you? There are so many different sects. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that there's going to be how many sects? 73. All of them are in the hellfire except one. Right? Who are they? Hum ma ana alayhi al-yawm ashabi. They are the ones who will tread the same path as me. They are going to be upon what I am upon and also my companions. And this is what we hope. Just because now you told yourself, okay, khalas, I follow the Quran and the Sunnah and I'm the person of hadith and whatever have you, I'm from them, and then you walk around as if you have a green card to enter into Al-Jannah, you are gravely mistaken. Just because now you have embraced this da'wah, right? You still have to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. Between hope and fear. Hoping for your actions to be accepted, fearing that it may be rejected. Even yesterday in the university, we went through the manzuma, the poem called As-Sayru ila Allahi wa Dar al-Akhirah. One of the qualities was, or two of the qualities was, وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ بَنُوا مَنَازِلَ سَيْرِهِمْ بَيْنَ الرَّجَاءِ وَالْخَوْفِ لِلْدَّيَّانِ. The awliya, the saints, the beloved servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. They have structured their journey to Allah Azza wa Jal by worshipping Him between hope and fear. Nobody should take whatever they follow for granted, thinking that khalas, I'm going to Al-Jannah. Does that make sense? So all of these labels, how did they come about? The righteous of the past, they would call themselves Ahlul Hadith. The people of the Hadith, why? Because they were Ahlul Ra'i. The opposition was the people of opinions. They would always just refer back to opinions. So they wanted to distinguish themselves from them. Then you had what? Ahlul Sunnah, which means the people of the Sunnah. And it was as a reaction to Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovation. And then today you find everyone calls themselves Ahlul Sunnah. So what came the term Salafi? Distinguishing themselves from anyone who is not upon the way of the Salaf. What does Salaf mean? The righteous predecessors, the three golden generations. Does that make sense, my brothers and my sisters? Right? However, today even, you see so many different groups calling themselves Salafi. When they will ask you, are you the Salafi from or the Salafi from or this type of Salafi or that type, which one? This is why I say, my brothers and my sisters, right? It is extremely important that we follow the Quran and the Sunnah upon the understanding of who? The three golden generations. Don't turn this into a sect or into a group or into some partisanship. This is what Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi feared. Does that make sense? So if somebody wanted to call himself that, right? Is it something that is wajib to call yourself Salafi? Or it's not. The Usuliyun, they say, وَمَا طَلَبُ الشَّارِعُ فِعْلُهُ طَلَبًا جَازِمًا يُثَابُ فَاعِلُ إِمْتِثَالًا وَيُعَاقَبُ تَارِكُ إِسْتِحْقَاخًا. I don't think there's an evidence that says that you must call yourself this name or that name. However, one may call himself that in order to distinguish himself, to profile himself, right? So that it is clear what the people are upon. Does that make sense? Most important thing is your actions, and that's what we should focus on more than anything else, instead of the labels who have now turned into like a slogan, huh, or like a football team. La. I hope that answers the question. Does that make sense?